Good morning. It's March 4th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a stunning display of cinematic prowess, Dune Part 2 has not only captivated audiences worldwide, but also set new benchmarks in the film industry with its record-breaking opening weekend. With a domestic haul of $81.5 million and a global gross of $178.5 million, it has claimed the title of the highest-grossing movie of 2024, igniting conversations about the future of this beloved franchise. The unprecedented success of Dune Part 2 has put the wheels in motion for a potential third installment. The continuation of this epic saga hinges on the alignment of the creative team and the pivotal return of director Denis Villeneuve, whose vision has been instrumental in the film's triumph. The strategic decision to move the film's release from November 2023 to March 2024 proved to be a masterstroke, allowing for a more robust marketing campaign and ample promotion by the film's stellar cast. A pivotal factor in the film's box office success was its availability on premium large-format screens, including IMAX and 70mm, which accounted for nearly half of the opening weekend's business. This move underscored the audience's craving for immersive cinematic experiences, a trend that has significantly contributed to the film's impressive earnings. Additionally, the global promotional tour featuring the star-studded cast played a crucial role in generating buzz, with their interviews and fashion moments capturing the public's imagination. The monumental success of Dune Part 2 not only showcases the industry's capacity for innovation and storytelling, but also provides a beacon of hope for the struggling movie industry. By offering compelling narratives and leveraging cutting-edge presentation technologies, the film industry can continue to draw audiences to theaters, revitalizing its market in the process. In a night that celebrated the power of perseverance and the changing tides of the music industry, British singer Ray made history at the 44th Brit Awards, sweeping six categories and showcasing the triumph of independent artistry. Her album, My 21st Century Blues, not only clinched Best Album, but also stood out for its raw exploration of themes such as industry toxicity, drug abuse, and mental health, resonating deeply with both critics and fans alike. Ray's journey to this monumental success was far from easy. After being sidelined by her record label 3 years prior, she took control of her career, emerging as an independent artist. This bold move paved the way for her to win not only Best Album but also Best Song, Best Artist, Best New Artist, and Best R&B Artist, marking a significant turnaround from her previous struggles with the label. The Brit Awards this year was not just a celebration of Ray's achievements, but also a testament to the increasing recognition of female and non-binary artists in the music industry, with 70% of the awards going to these groups. The event, held at London's O2 Arena, featured electrifying performances from Dua Lipa, Calvin Harris, and Ellie Goulding, while Kylie Minogue was honored with the Global Icon Award. The inclusion of SZA as Best International Artist further highlighted the award's shift towards inclusivity. Despite some criticism of the award show's presentation, the night was undeniably a significant moment for the music industry, celebrating both established and emerging talent. Ray's emotional acceptance speech, with her grandmother by her side, underscored her passion for music and her journey from being overlooked to standing in the spotlight as a beacon of success and inspiration. In a dazzling display of opulence and philanthropy, billionaire Mukesh Ambani threw a three-day pre-wedding bash for his son Anant and his fiancée Radhika Merchant at the sprawling Ambani estate, setting the stage for their upcoming nuptials in July. Dubbed Jungle Fever, this celebration not only showcased the Ambani family's penchant for luxury, but also highlighted a shift in high-profile guests' fashion choices, with Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan stepping out in bold, expensive outfits, a notable pivot from their typically understated style. The event, which cost around 140 million euros, saw over 200 private jets ferrying guests, contributing to a significant carbon footprint. Among the 1,200 attendees were some of the world's most influential figures, all gathered to partake in the festivities, which included a performance by global superstar Rihanna. This grand affair not only reflected Ambani's lavish lifestyle, but also his commitment to community engagement, as evidenced by a dinner hosted for 51,000 residents of Jogwad and a visit to a local animal rescue center. Despite the dazzling display of wealth, the celebration had underlying tones of responsibility and mentorship, with Ambani hinting at preparing his children for leadership roles within his business empire. The event's extravagance, from the use of private jets to Rihanna's performance fee, ranging between $6 to $9 million, underlines the Ambani family's influence and their ability to blend opulence with acts of philanthropy. Netflix's Avatar: The Last Airbender isn't just bending air, but also bending the rules of streaming success. Premiering at number one and captivating a staggering 21 million viewers, this show has quickly become a phenomenon. At the heart of this success story is the adaptation of a beloved animated series, which has now found a massive audience on Netflix. With such impressive viewership numbers, the anticipation for a season 2 renewal is palpable, expected to be announced possibly within the next 2 weeks. This isn't just hopeful speculation. The show's success makes a strong case for not only a second season, but potentially 2 more seasons to fully explore books 2 and 3 of Aang's epic journey. Drawing parallels, the renewal timeline for another Netflix hit, One Piece, which was announced just over 3 weeks after its premiere, suggests that Avatar's renewal could be on a similar or even quicker track. The industry and fans alike are on the edge of their seats, expecting the announcement for the renewal of Avatar: The Last Airbender for Season 2 to be imminent. This level of anticipation underscores the show's impact and the high expectations for its continued exploration of Aang's story. The entertainment world has lost a distinctive voice that brought some of our favorite characters to life. Mark Dodson, the voice behind iconic roles in Star Wars and Gremlins, has passed away at the age of 64. His talent agency, Stellar Appearances, confirmed the news, revealing that Dodson suffered a fatal heart attack while asleep in Indiana. During his attendance at HorrorCon, Dodson's career was a testament to his versatility and talent, spanning over 4 decades. He lent his voice to memorable characters not just in movies like Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, but also in video games and commercials. His contributions weren't limited to the big screen. Dodson was also recognized for his work in Day of the Dead, Deadwood Park, Kaptara, and Head Cheese, the movie, among others. He even provided the voice for Adam Hamada in the upcoming Ghost Runner 2. Beyond his professional achievements, Dodson was a beloved figure at fan conventions, cherished for his approachability and warmth. His induction into local chapters of the Star Wars 501st Legions speaks volumes about his impact on the fan community. He leaves behind not just a daughter and grandchildren, but also legions of fans worldwide who admired his work. Mark Dodson's legacy will continue to resonate through the characters he brought to life, ensuring his contributions to the entertainment world are never forgotten. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.